I think that Trump gave a pretty accurate description of what we have seen, what we have seen in the deal and what we have seen since the deal was presented. I think that in light of the fact that the Iran nuclear deal is a deal that has many flaws, it has holes. You know, experts have discussed these flaws for so long. It legitimizes their uranium enrichment program. It allows Iran to work on advanced centrifuges that will spin many times faster than the ones that are currently in use. We know that Iran has plans in 9 years to install thousands of these and operate thousands of these advanced centrifuges, meaning that they will be able to enrich uranium very quickly. We know there's a problem with inspections at military facilities. There's a problem with all of Iran's past violations, the whole PMD issue and the way it was handled in the deal. We know that there's a problem with the deal because it doesn't relate to a cooperation with North Korea, the fact that part of Iran's nuclear program may even be conducted outside Iranian territory. So there's many problems with this deal. Plus, if you add to that the emboldened behavior in the region, again, in Syria, participation in war crimes in Syria, in Yemen, trying to get this land corridor from Iran through Iraq, through Syria, Lebanon, to the Mediterranean Sea, all of this profile Iran per the deal and per its behavior, I think that there was definitely a need for a new approach on the part of the U.S. administration. I think that the Obama administration's approach of not pushing back on any of Iran's aggressions for fear that Iran would leave the deal only had the result of strengthening Iranian deterrence vis-a-vis the U.S. rather than U.S. deterrence vis-a-vis Iran. So I think that a shakeup was definitely needed. I think that the international community will have to, you know, it's not just to scrap the deal and then to do nothing. First of all, I don't advocate scrapping the deal. I think it's lose-lose at this late stage. I think it's a better approach, and this is the approach that the administration is taking, basically. It's a better approach to strengthen the deal, to hold Iran to its commitments in a very, very strong and determined manner, and to deal with the rest of Iran's behavior, because this deal, while it is still flawed, obviously does not prevent Iran from becoming a nuclear state. In fact, with the sunset provisions, it can even pave the way to Iran becoming a nuclear state. So I think the way to go is leave the deal, but strengthen everything else in terms of U.S. policy vis-a-vis Iran. So I don't think that the right path to go is to do away with the deal. But also, we shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that with the deal, Iran is prevented from going nuclear. I think the exact opposite is the case. With the deal, if the international community turns a blind eye to all the other provocative and aggressive behavior that we're seeing from Iran, and just thinks, you know, the deal is working, that actually will enable Iran to abuse the situation to get stronger regionally, to build up its nuclear infrastructure with the advanced centrifuges that it's allowed to work on under the terms of the deal, and economically because of the sanctions relief. And then Iran knows that in 8 years, let's say, or 10 years, it will be much better positioned to move to nuclear weapons because it will be much stronger and the international community will be less equipped to be able to prevent that from happening. So if there's going to be a showdown or in terms of the determination of the international community and the messages that it is transmitting to Iran, it's better that it happens now, that the international community understands that Iran is not being cooperative, that Iran has not made a strategic U-turn in the nuclear realm, that indeed Iran is abusing the loopholes in the deal in order to strengthen itself. If the international community doesn't start dealing with that reality today, if it waits 8 years and thinks everything is fine, then it really will not be able to do anything to stop Iran.